Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I've got Pastor John Welch with me today, the lead pastor of our organization. We're so glad to have you today, John.
Pastor Sam, as always, this is the highlight of my week.
Well, I ought to charge you then.
You should. Yeah, I'll pay. Yeah.
Pay double tithes or something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
John, I want to talk a little bit today about appreciating forerunners. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of just start out in a basic way, because if you're a leader today, unless you're probably be my age, which I'm 70, fixing to be 72. In fact, I may be 72 by the time you hear this podcast. But if you're younger, you cannot ignore forerunners.
It's true.
People who came before you.
That's true.
Who did something, because you're building on somebody else's shoulders.
That's
whether
true.
You realize it or not.
That's right.
And you've got to understand and realize that there are always pioneers.
Yes.
There are always people that have done something that makes your job easier.
Yeah.
And you've got to appreciate them. Well, I don't agree with them. Well, I can do it better. It has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what they have already done.
That's right.
I mean, you go look in the Word of God, and God all. I mean, go read the Begats.
Yeah,
those are forerunners.
Yeah.
Okay. God built off of Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, Adam was a forerunner of Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't want to get into that, but just look at all the forerunners, even before Abraham,
right?
That came before Abraham. But then God chose Abraham. He was a forerunner. He was the father of our faith. Mm-hmm. You say, no, Jesus was. Well, that's not what the Bible says.
That's right.
It says Abraham was the father of our faith.
Right.
So there are always people who have done things to bring us where we are today.
Yeah.
And I mean, even Jesus had a forerunner. You know, and Jesus honored John the Baptist as his forerunner,
yeah,
because he recognized that he was there for a purpose,
yeah,
and that he wasn't the man, but he prepared the way for Jesus.
Yeah.
And so there's always going to be forerunners in your life. Don't kid yourself into thinking, well, I'm starting something brand new here.
Not happening.
Not in the gospel, you're not. Not as a leader, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're always building on someone else, and you've got to realize it's important that you appreciate them and honor them.
Yes.
Now, that may sound a little self-serving, because I'm probably moving into that group of people, but I see a distinct lack of that, like, oh, well, we're doing something new. No, you're not.
The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun.
Absolutely. You're not doing something new. There's a scripture that really touched me and helped me with this a number of years ago in Philippians chapter 1 in verse 12. Paul said this, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out," now listen to this phrase, "for the furtherance of the gospel."
Okay.
Now, that sounds kind of benign. The word furtherance sounds a little benign. But when you study this word, you find out that this word actually meant someone who goes ahead. We would call them pioneers.
Yeah.
And literally, this word is used in Greek for people who would go ahead and clear the road.
Wow.
You know, and cut the trees.
Yeah, that's good.
Before someone else came, to make whoever came behind them make it easier.
That's good.
And so what Paul
really
is saying
good.
Is here, look, you know, I'm going to use this term pretty bluntly. I went through hell, but it was for the furtherance of the gospel. I cut some trees down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so we've got to be careful that we don't overlook that. And you say, well, but there's a new model out there, and the people that are doing that new model, they started from scratch. No, they didn't.
They did not. Yeah.
No, they started with a foundation and are building on that foundation. And so you've got to know and understand that that's part of Christianity, is recognizing your heritage, whatever it may be.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my good friends, he's gone to heaven now, was Buddy Harrison.
Yes.
And I used to love to hear Buddy talk. Buddy was from this area, from mm-hmm. Shreveport, and his grandfather was a pioneer Pentecostal preacher.
Wow.
Back in the early 1900s. And Buddy would tell me about him and tell me stories about how he would back then get on a train and he would go down to South Louisiana and preach, and he'd come back beaten, bloodied. Yep. One time he was tarred and feathered.
Yep.
Because he believed in speaking in tongues.
Right, right.
Because he believed that the power of the Holy Spirit was real.
Yeah.
And so you have to honor people like that. I couldn't boldly in this community today say and declare, hey, speaking in tongues is up for today. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. God uses that because somebody paid a price for that message to be free.
You know, I remember my grandmother. I have a Pentecostal lineage, if you will, on my mom's side of the family, and I remember my grandmother telling me about when she was a kid, some of the tent meetings that they would go to.
Right.
They were praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. and preaching about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And people would drive by or just pull up on the outside of these tents, throw eggs, throw rocks.
Oh, yeah.
She said, and I never knew that, and yeah. I wouldn't have known that and really appreciated, like you're saying,
sure.
unless we heard those stories, that there yeah. was a price that was paid by
exactly.
those forerunners that's worthy of honor.
I mean, even what I now know from the Word of God, a lot of what I learned from the Word of God, I got from older men of God.
Yeah.
Who communicated to me the Word of God by books, by preaching.
Yeah.
And you go listen to some of their stories about their early days, they paid a price
yeah.
for it. And we built on that foundation.
Yeah.
And so what we have to do today is realize and recognize, like you said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
In fact, I remember Kenneth E. Hagin many years ago talk about everything is in cycles.
That's right.
You know, it goes around, it comes around. And so whatever came around, it'll come around again.
Yeah.
So you have to know and understand that you as a leader, you're not a leader unto yourself.
Yeah.
You're not a leader just to your peers.
Yeah.
Okay. That there is another level that you have to understand and realize is part of your life.
Absolutely.
And
go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Well, I think sometimes when you're walking out your call, you can believe that you got where you are by your faith
sure.
and the grace on your life.
Oh,
but
yeah.
that's not true.
No,
it
it's
is
not true.
Absolutely not true.
No.
You are where you are
no.
today because of someone else.
Yeah. Tell me, you said you had a story
yeah,
you wanted to share.
Early in our ministry, in Sandy and I, my wife Sandy and I were missionaries, and we were in Romania for a few years, and we went there because the church that I was working for, affiliated with then, we're connected to a Romanian church there
right.
in the city of Pitești. And they were called the Pentecostals
right.
of Romania, which they're not Pentecostals like we think,
yeah,
though.
I understand.
It's different.
Yep.
They're very traditional. And,
right.
and so what we did is prior to us going, is we have to build a new building and a medical facility and things like that. Well, they said, we want a Bible school. So Sandy and I volunteered to go set up this Bible school. So to be honest with you, it was extremely frustrating when I first got there because
right.
they were very traditional. I mean, very
mm-hmm.
traditional. Men sit on one side,
yeah.
Women sit on the other.
Yeah.
Women covered their heads the whole nine yards. And Pastor Sam, I was getting frustrated with them because I'm like, man, the gospel can set them free. You know, all these things.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more to the story. But I really began to resent them and these older elders in the church that were resistant to some what I felt was progress
right.
and began to grumble. I began to grumble and complain about it. One day, the Holy Spirit dealt with me in a very, very strong way. And it was basically the Holy Spirit said to me, you need to shut your mouth.
Whoa.
I don't know if the Holy Spirit deals with you that way, but sometimes he'll talk to me that
yeah.
way. You need to shut
yeah.
your mouth. And he reminded me of all the stories I'd heard about these elders and these pastors that smuggled Bibles in before the dictator Ceausescu was
right.
killed.
Right. Ruthless man, by the
ones,
way.
The ones that were imprisoned, the ones that were beaten, and how these ladies and gentlemen laid their lives on the line in order just to get the Bible into their country. ministry.
Wow.
And who prayed and believed. And I personally believe the main reason that that wall fell in Romania and the main reason that I had the privilege of going there and speaking and preaching and living was because they paid the price. They're the ones that prayed.
Yeah,
they're the ones that.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. I wouldn't even be there.
I wouldn't even be there had it not been for their diligence to stand and pray and persecution that we sometimes can't wrap our brain around.
Exactly right.
And so it really it humbled me and I changed my heart and began to see those men and those ladies, the forerunners, in completely different light and begin to honor them instead of basically look down on them. That's what I was doing before, and so God, that was the first lesson of other lessons that I've also
very
learned
good,
over the years. But
well,
there are those.
The one thing I can say about you is you're very respectful of other generations, and I know that that's a revelation to you and an understanding. Mm-hmm. And we've got to have that. I mean, I don't know. It just was in me to honor people who came before me, and to respect them even when I didn't agree necessarily with their doctrine,
exactly
what they preached.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there are leaders in this community that were great men of God that I didn't necessarily agree with their, because some of them got into politics and that type of thing, but the fact that they stood with it and stood in this city and believed God, I honor them. In fact,
absolutely.
Most of them are gone now, but they were shocked that even as a young man that I wanted to talk to them, because I don't think they'd ever had that before.
Yeah.
So,
well, the truth is, Pastor Sam, and maybe we can talk about this at another time, in the body today, we have become siloed generationally.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's not God's best.
No, it's not.
That is not God's best.
Yeah.
We need to be, should be, God's design is that we'll be, I call it the MGN, we're multi-generational.
Exactly right.
And because there's that wisdom, there's the faith
there's
we
so
can learn from,
there's so,
there's
much
so
more.
Many things.
Yeah, there's so much more. It's like I was talking to a young pastor, and I don't mean it wrong, but I don't think he really respects the older generation that much. I don't think he's been around the older generation that much. But he was about to move to another city to start a church, and I'd just been encouraging him, go out there, step out in faith. And he said, man, when I get around you, it's just like I got faith to do
that's
anything.
Right. Yep, that's right.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
You know, because
absolutely.
Apparently you didn't get that with your generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not being critical, because he did. That's
right.
What he did. You
right.
know? But the point is that there is so much that can be learned. If all you're doing is reading after your peers—
Yeah.
You know, go read some of Dr. Lester Sumrall's books, or E.W. Kenyon, or Kenneth E. Hagin, or People of Faith, you know.
F.F. Bosworth, Christ the Healer.
Oh, my goodness. There's
the
so many that are great. I'm rereading a book right now by a man that most people don't even know existed. His name was Donald G.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And a great writer,
yes.
but a great, strong, spirit-filled man. And, man— I've worn this book out that I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I'm reading it again. I started reading it last night, and it's something just – some of the things he said, I'm thinking, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, he's been gone for years and years, but, man, he's still got great things.
Absolutely.
So I just want to encourage you, recognize those who've chopped wood before you.
That's a great way to say that.
and know – That's not going to do anything but be a blessing in your life.
Yeah.
If you do that,
yeah.
And if you do, you'd be amazed at what God can show you.
Oh,
because listen, this is a kind of a closing thought here. You think you know everything, but knowledge puffs up.
That's right.
It puffs up.
Right.
It's not all about knowledge.
That's right.
And so there's more to it. There's wisdom involved and all sorts of things. So I just want to encourage you.
That's a good word.
To honor those that have come before you and recognize them and let them be a blessing in your life.
They
praise
will
the
be
Lord.
A blessing.
Well, God bless you. We're so glad you were with us today. Trust this was a blessing to you. Look forward to our next time together.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.